You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Oh, there's going to be noise, but it will all be fun. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabe along with Greg Bach and our producer, Dom Lee. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Nightlight. Have we got a show for you? Is that an accurate statement, Greg? I think we've established this is going to be one of our better shows. Certainly
yes,
this week.
I declare this is one of our better shows.
No argument there. We have got a great show tonight, folks. Dom, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a bright and shiny day in Madison. It hasn't been that way since last Friday, so I'm very happy.
Oh, yeah, that must be tough.
Yeah.
What is the sweater? You say it's a gorgeous day. You look like you're wearing like a big sweater.
You robbed Dan Levy.
Again, I really like thrifting, so here I'm standing up for those who will tune into the live stream. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. This is what I got on.
Nice.
There we go.
Branding.
Yes.
I like thrifting too, but you don't have to buy goofy stuff.
Whoa. Come on. Right off the bat.
Holy.
It's a wonderful sweater.
Well, I think Dom should just keep that response in his brain box there for the next time Pete talks about something goofy that he likes.
Oh, I can't wait.
I live to be heckled. I have not been a stand-up comic in so long. Please bring it. Listen, Dom, you look good. The hair looks good. The sweater looks good. You look like a million bucks. Greg, you're looking great. You got the, I'm telling you, there are times you look like Butch Vig. It's crazy.
Okay.
But you like that, right? That's a great.
No, I love that. I love that. I mean, it's one of the professions I wish I would have. Here's a fun fact. I applied to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh because I wanted to be a producer. Like, I wanted to learn how to, or I guess an engineer, like, I wanted to learn how to run a recording studio because that, as a young kid, I used to design recording studios with Microsoft Paint. And I applied to Wisconsin at Oshkosh because they had a program that would help you that had that training. And, well, I didn't get in, so that didn't happen.
It's very good, I'm too. Sorry. I went to Oshkosh. It is it's a very good program.
It's probably why I didn't get in.
Sitting there in a sweater rubbing salt in the wound. That's not fair.
What am I doing? You made fun of a sweater.
No, I'm defending you, Greg. You said I didn't get in. Dom said, "Well, I got in, and I'll tell you one thing."
Oh, thank you, Pete. I knew I could count on you, buddy.
I'm here to help. Listen, I like to be heckled, but I also like to fight for the underdog.
Good.
You're also a stand-up comedian, which means you require and crave validation.
Don't tell anybody. we have an outstanding show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up in is Dennis here? Hour number two or hour number one? I got confused there.
He's in hour number two. He's coming up at six twenty in the second hour.
6:20. That is really. Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to be really quick here. Brett from Brown Deer listening to WAUK text. And I'm still waiting for the day you say tonight's show isn't going to be that good. We are going to just mail it in. He loves the show.
We have been slacking off the last few weeks, but tonight's
the one.
This is the one that puts us on the map. Thank you, Brad. Sort of a heckle, by the way, too.
I mean, good job. Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. I love Brad. We do have a great show tonight, though. Dennis Graham, he is the creator of Rockconson. We'll be here. Rockconson, and Wisconsin. He's got this outstanding contest for teens, a garage band contest for teens, folks.
Yeah.
It's so fun, and the winners get to play at Summerfest, and Dennis created this great nonprofit. So we're going to have Dennis here. He's been here before, compliments of our friend Terry Barr, but now he's going to roll in again and tell us all about this year's contest, and we're going to talk a little music, which will be right up Greg's alley, I know, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what? Greg and I are going to talk about movie lines later in this hour after the news.
Yeah.
share some of our favorite movie lines. That'll be fun. But speaking of rock bands and rock concerts, I think that is the perfect segue into our question of the night.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is the greatest lead singer? There's a good rock concert question for you, folks. We got a theme going here tonight. Who is the greatest lead singer? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us your response on the Civic Media app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, drop us a stream comment and share who you think is the greatest lead singer.
There you go. I think,
Greg, you must have had trouble answering that one.
I still haven't answered it. I'm still not sure.
I haven't either.
Because I mean, what are your qualifications? What's the criteria? And do you go subjective and say, well, I don't care about any of that stuff. I like so and so. Do you go objective and say, by all of the thing, all the measurements here, this qualifies as the greatest lead singer? But you know, we'll see. We'll hear from people. I'm sure we'll have, you know, very measured and professional opinions. I know I got a lot of response on my when I shared the question on my Facebook page tonight. So we'll have some good ones I can see. I can see a lot of the same too. There's a couple of winners here I can tell, like people really agreeing with each other. So yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of criteria you could use to come to your conclusion. Actual best voice, best charisma, you know, what else they bring instrumentally, all kinds of stuff. But there's no right or wrong answer, folks. Just be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate, and we look forward to reading those texts throughout the show, but primarily in hour number two.
There you go.
Fun show tonight. Did you have a good day, Greg? How was your wife's birthday?
Yesterday was great. She had fun. Didn't do a whole lot. She hung out with her mom, and you know, when I got home, she was done for the day. She's one of those individuals like, it's not a big deal, and I disagree with that. Now, I'll say this: I definitely don't get down on the notion of like, it's my birthday month. Calm down. You're not 11. But I do believe that it's your day and you should celebrate it however you want, whether that's going out and doing something, whether it's staying home and doing nothing, that's fine. But this attitude of like, who cares? It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. You made it another year. That to me is worth celebrating in whatever version. If it's a high five, cool deal. If it's a big dinner, great. But that thing of, doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. I believe that. So like I said, yesterday was not that big of a deal because it was Tuesday and we did some stuff last weekend. And we got some more things coming up this Saturday, which is a big surprise. I keep on bringing it up every single day. She's like, she doesn't dislike surprises. She just wants to know. So she's got to wait. She's got to wait.
It sounds like you are making a pretty big deal about it.
Oh, I am. Because also, if you know my wife, you know that she celebrates everybody. All people, all the time. She wants the best for you. She will go to bat for you. She loves when you are having a great day. She is always rooting for folks. And so I just want to give her some of that love too. And so that's what I think, you know.
Very sweet. Oh, that's great.
And all things we're going to do are things she wants to do. It's not like, hey, we're going to go do a thing that I really want to do. Come on with me. So
that's awesome. Folks, tomorrow night is our second installment of the Nightlight Movie Club. And we would love it if you guys would be part of it. We have the film. This is one of Greg's recommendations. I'm only 20 minutes into it. I already love it because it has that Guy Ritchie pacing and feel and music. It's called The Gentleman. And it's, make sure if you do want to watch the film and participate tomorrow in the second hour in our discussion and text or call or whatever, you can do any of those. But make sure you get the right movie. It's Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman, not The Gentlemen with Ron Perlman, which I almost clicked, which actually kind of looked cool, but I knew it wasn't the Guy Ritchie one. But be part of tomorrow night's Nightlight Movie Club. We had a lot of fun last week with The Sandlot, and we will have a great discussion tomorrow night as well. I will say this. Yeah. My son was home yesterday, and we rented Midnight Run as one of our favorite films ever.
Yeah.
And we got into this huge talk about politics. So by the time we started Midnight Run, it was like 12:45, and we had to pay for it. And I go, come on, Joe, we're not going to pay for a movie and start it now when we're not going to finish it. He goes, Dad, I'll split it with you. He Venmo'd me $2 just to be a goof. And then we got through like literally 7 minutes of the movie and he was out. And I, of course, watched the whole thing. So
I can't. Oh, my gosh. You are a stronger man than I. I couldn't do that. Like I went to I think I was in bed by 8:45 last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I go to bed early now because of the old days of getting up super early for the shows and whatnot. And I don't want to go like there are some nights where I'll lay in bed looking at my phone and it'll be a little bit late. And then I don't like it the next day. I don't want to waste.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep in. I got stuff to do. So, you know, but. That's for
I'm the same. I try to go to bed early once in a while. I have it in me, and I feel like I'm in college, so I just go for it. But
yeah,
Hey, we've got some stuff to discuss here in the way of stories. Don, yes. Kick us off.
Yesterday saw a spring election here in Wisconsin, and Chris Taylor was elected as the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, the next justice. She'll be taking office in August, and she won handily, resoundingly, and without fear. She beat her opponent, Maria Lazar, by 21 points, nearly 21 points. And this was even a more decisive victory than the 2024 or 2025 and 2023 Wisconsin State Supreme Court races, which, by the way, I felt like those two races, it felt like the world's end. Like we were talking about, like, we got to do this. It's got to happen. You guys got to vote. And I think that's true. And I'm glad we did. And I'm glad that both those candidates won. But with Chris Taylor, I felt like there wasn't as much oomph as it was the last two. But yet she just absolutely walloped Maria Lazar in the final tally. 60% versus 39%. And that was just, craziness.
Yeah, that's a drubbing. I mean, I don't even, like, it's weird because you're right. You didn't hear a lot about this. And you pointed out before the show that Susan Crawford received 1.3 million mm-hmm. votes and won by 10%. And Chris Taylor won by 21 points, receiving just under a million votes. So I don't know what happened. Did the Republicans just concede this, or they knew they didn't have a shot, or what?
I think the Republicans gave up, because if you saw the social media that was going out, they weren't really pushing the candidate. They were pushing the day. Don't forget to vote. Get out and vote, which I totally agree with. Always tell your base to go vote. Always tell anyone. I don't care. It doesn't matter who. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't care who you vote for, but you should go vote. And so that's what they were doing. But they weren't putting their horses behind Maria Lazar. They were not really into this, I don't think. I don't think a lot of people were, honestly. It just felt like the last two were far more consequential. And as you said, like, there was far more votes cast in the last two, and both winners won by 11%. But this time, I feel like folks just said, all right, it may have been a thing of, well, we already have four on the court. That's great. Right. So I can stay home. I guess, sure. But congratulations to Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice-elect Chris Taylor on your...
Yeah, exactly. Degree. And you also pointed out, too, that there's a new Wausau mayor, Alicia Helvensleben.
Waukesha.
I'm sorry. That was Waukesha.
That was okay. Waukesha.
Jeez.
Yeah, if you know Waukesha, that is a conservative area, very conservative county. The fact that she was a council member and a liberal Democrat winning the seat, baby. So.
Yeah, that's something. All right, we have more to discuss. We are going to come back after an extremely short break and talk about two more big stories, then do our movie line discussion. It's going to be a lot of fun. Glad you're here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Dom Lee working the board in Madison. Great to have you with us tonight. Tonight's question is, who is the greatest lead singer? Let us know your answers, folks. You can text us on the text line, the app, or the stream. Be part of the show. Dom, we have a phone call in mm-hmm. response to our question of the night. Let's get to that.
Good evening, Greg from Waukesha, my friend, dear friend. How are you this evening?
Good evening, my name twin. How are you? And Pete, how are you?
Good. Notice Greg, he didn't say friend. Wow.
But he has two G's.
Well,
you have one Greg, right?
And a twin. You know, Greg Bach, you know, we've been friends forever. Forever.
Many decades now, buddy.
Since back in the Sweetheart Tripwire days and even before that. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Lots of stories. All right. Greg, anyway, who do you think the best lead singer of all time is?
Ooh, you know, I have to say this, and it's not just because I want to talk about, you know, something real quick, but even Ian Abrahamson of the Last Bees, formerly of many other bands, is probably the best. I love seeing live vocal music, and he's probably the best lead singer that I've heard, and I actually know. He just knows how to pump up an audience.
Yeah.
He tells a lot of jokes about Les Paul. In fact, Pete and Greg, if I may say real quick, there is you guys should get the coordinators of the Les Paul Music Festival that's happening in Frame Park in Waukesha on June 13th. Ian is one of the people in charge of that, involved with that. So,
okay,
very nice.
It's going to be an all day long music festival, 7 bands. They're all local. And so I'd go with him or John Cooper from the band Skillet. I don't really get into their politics, but I do like John as a singer. So, yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Greg, we appreciate the idea. That's great. And thank you for answering the question, my friend.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. And thanks for the guest suggestions, too. I mean, Les Paul, my grandfather went to school with him for a brief moment. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm glad that Waukesha is finally embracing that history after how many decades. But again, thank you so much, Greg, for getting in touch. We appreciate you reaching out and listening to the show as always. You can be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream, too. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Who is the greatest lead singer? That is our question of the night. And while you're mulling that over, let's get back to our big three stories. Seems like Pete Taco Tuesday just isn't for Dominic.
Oh, man. No, Trump had a big reversal. This is like tough talk. I'm going to end the civilization in Iraq, as he said a couple of days ago, I think on Easter Monday. And then he did a little bit of a flip-flop, a waffle, if you will, a taco.
A flip-flop is a great way to say it there, flip-flop. Yeah, he tacoed. Trump always, always, always,
Trump
whatever
always.
The CEO. Trump always
could have researched that. Stanford? I didn't.
Even, yeah,
Trump always caves.
I'm gonna look it up.
Anyway, he said now there's a 2-week. He's giving Iran 2 weeks. He says they're negotiating. He's kind of making it sound like he's just pulled this master negotiation, and the Strait of Hormuz will be reopened again. And
sure,
it was
Trump
a
always
big
chickens
diplomatic
out.
Yeah, Trump always chickens out. That's it. But he made it sound like this is a huge victory, diplomacy. What? And it's like, you're the reason it was closed.
Well, speaking of victory, Pete, our defense secretary, that's the only title I will give him, I will never call him the other one, has claimed today that there was an overwhelming victory over Iran hours after the president announced a 14-day ceasefire, this coming by way of the Hill. Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield, a capital V military victory by any measure. This man is weekend host dumb. That is what this human is. Seriously. When he talks, like, I have never seen a better impression than Colin Jost. And he doesn't look like him. He doesn't talk like him. He just embodies that frat boy keg stand energy.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's kind of like what they're claiming, like this victory. It's like if you went out and dumped garbage out and then swept it up and patted yourself on the back. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And today, the Israelis attacked Lebanon and killed supposedly 254 people. So does anybody listen to him?
Well, no one listens to anybody. Honestly, what are we doing?
I hear you, Greg. I hear you loud and clear.
What are we doing?
All right. Let's get to our third story.
Yeah.
Greg, this is just a sign of the times. This is so depressing. Stephen Colbert, say what you want about him politically. You don't agree with his politics. I get it. But the guy is funny.
Mm-hmm. And the show was good.
The show was good, and they didn't like what he was saying. So thanks to the Paramount merger, he lost his job. Byron Allen will be taking over for Stephen Colbert. Really quickly, my thoughts on Byron Allen. Great businessman, very mediocre comic at best. He's purchasing the time, mm-hmm. and that means Nielsen ratings won't come into play. It's going to give advertisers fits. This is a mess.
Oh, yeah. He also buys TV stations and fires people. He did that in Wisconsin. He is a media mogul. He's not just a comic. I would say comedy is like his side hustle to his side hustle. And his show, Comics Unleashed, whatever, I guess. But this doesn't surprise me. This is like the year after Stephen Colbert did The Correspondence. They got Rich Little because they're like, get someone safe and easy and funny. There you go.
So. Well said. All right, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach. Let us know your favorite lead singer when we come back. We're talking movie lines, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go anywhere. It's Nightlight with Pete and Greg on the Civic Media Network. Great tune. Well done, Dom. What a tune to come out of the news with. I don't think we give Dom enough credit, Greg. I'm tired of whatever you say. I think Dom's a great guy.
I'm not giving him any credit. He gets to, it's 22 years old.
You hated on my sweater, you know? I mean, give me any credit.
I did it for the laugh, Dom.
Yeah.
Just for the laugh.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'm envious of those threads.
I guess I did make fun of your sweater. That's fine. It's fine.
He didn't even remember. No. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab, sitting across the state, downstate from me, is the immensely talented Greg Bach and Dom Lee working the board in Madison, Lake Michigan adjacent. We complete the Yotter Hay Triangle, which is very important. You can't really even do a show without the Yotter Hay Triangle. But our question of the night is, who is the greatest lead singer? So we'll answer that question ourselves after the news at the top of the hour. But be part of the show, folks. Let us know who your favorite lead singer is. And it'll be fun to read those texts. Right now, though, this is fun, Greg. We saw this on Wise Brother Media.
Yeah.
And it's great. It talks about movie. Apparently, there are a lot of movie quotes that are misquoted.
Yes.
And
yes.
Wise Brother shared some of those. God, they have one from Saw. Have you ever seen Saw?
No. No.
Dude.
No.
It's so... first of all, I'm not a gore guy. We were at my high school friends for... Thanksgiving, because they lived in Southern California too. We drove down there, and his wife was like, oh my God, you guys haven't seen Saw? You got to see Saw. And we're like, oh, what are we missing? Some culturally iconic. This is the worst movie I've ever. It's so disgusting.
Oh, but have you seen Saws 2 through 10 and the other movies they've made, The Spiral and other? Like, it's
so many.
And honestly, Saw 1, look, I want to watch Saw 1 because it's an amazing morality tale and the movie itself is pretty cool in its story, but they did what they do with all horror movies when they make the second one. They're like, let's make it scarier, bloodier, and crazier. And I want to like horror movies, Pete, but I can't. I'm a fraidy cat.
I don't even mind scary. I just don't like the gore. And this movie was so awful when they put the guy's head in a box that was going to break his jaw.
I don't think you watched the first one then.
I'm pretty sure that, well, whatever I watch, Greg, listen, I find it hard to believe that by sequel number 5, it wasn't a whimsical comedy. So they're all awful in my opinion. I don't need to see the rest. Whatever I saw was enough.
I just think it's weird too that your friend's like, have you even seen Saw? Like, That's a weird movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a weird movie to like, you know, if you know, you haven't seen Casablanca or you haven't seen The Godfather or, but you guys haven't seen, let's watch it now and enjoy your ride home.
You know, and the kids were still up playing in the next room and I would have been like, otherwise I would have been like, well, I'm going to turn in after about 5 minutes of this movie. Dom, have you seen it?
I have. I've only seen the first one and I was meaning to tell you guys that the jaw method that you were talking about was in the first one because that's the only one I watched.
Okay.
Yes, that's the only one
I
watched.
I thought that was one of like the newer games because I know in like the second one they did it where like it was they dropped her into a vat of needles. Like, it's just, I don't understand these. I don't, but again, They're not my jam. I'm not huge into horror movies. I know some people who are like, oh, it's Saw 1. That's tame. That's child. Look at PG-13.
That's PG-13 scary. Yeah. So, all right, we were talking about these movie quotes that are often misquoted, and I'm probably guilty of this too. Time goes by and you forget. Here's one, Greg, that you might not have, or maybe you do know this. You're a big baseball fan.
Yes.
It's from Field of Dreams. The wrong quote is, if you build it, they will come. Do you know what the right quote is?
If you build it, he will come.
He will come.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it's about his dad. Like this.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
the same thing goes with, and it's been like this for the longest time as well, with Star Wars. It's not Luke, I am your father. It's no, I am your father.
I would not have gotten that one right, too. Probably because I've just heard it mispronounced for years that it sticks with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know if if I'm thinking about it right now, I don't even know if Darth Vader says Luke's name at all. Maybe in the third one. I don't know if he says it in the second one, but yeah, it's no, I am your father. That's my best James Earl Jones impression.
And I feel like I can hear James Earl Jones saying it now.
Yeah.
But that's probably manufactured just because I feel like I've heard people say it, and that's probably how it was said. But yeah, it's crazy. Here's another one, Forrest Gump. The wrong quote is, life is like a box of chocolates. I'm not going to read it like Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Do you know what the right quote is?
Well, it's not wrong. They're just not saying the whole thing. Mama. This one is a little like, oh, you're getting real technical here. It's not incorrect. You're just not saying the whole line. Whereas like a lot of people will mess up the lines themselves. It's, the Jaws line where it's not, we're going to need a bigger boat. It's, you're going to need a bigger boat. It's just the wrong line. So,
This one's just mama says, And you do know what you're going to get. You're going to get chocolate. You're going to get chocolate.
And if you get coconut, you just throw the whole thing in the trash because you've wasted your time. Because coconut is, I don't even know if it's just a creation of Satan. Is that dramatic?
A little.
Okay, well, I think,
A lot, frankly. That's very dramatic.
Senior producer Tucker in our chat said, not a movie, but Def Leppard song. Wrong lyric. Pour some ramen on me. Right lyric. Pour some sugar on me. Okay, Tucker, I don't know what songs you're listening to, but I love that you pour some ramen on me.
I feel like I missed a Weird Al song that Tucker knows about. That's
also, that would be that would be hot. You would hurt yourself. You burn
yourself. Pour some ramen on me.
Gosh, ramen's so good.
We are talking movie lines here in this segment of Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach. Commonly mispronounced movie lines, but we also have lines of our own that I feel like it would be fun to share. Folks, you're welcome to share some of your own movie lines. As you know, whatever we're talking about here on Nightlight, you're always welcome to join the conversation. But I'll go first. And this is a very obvious one. Everybody's heard this, and I'm not misquoting it. It's not the whole line, but it's 7 years of college down the drain. That's a famous quote from Animal House Belushi. It's beautiful.
It's funny because one of my favorite quotes is, it's not just a quote, but it's a back and forth from Tommy Boy where he says, I graduated from college and just under a shade of a decade. A lot of people go to college for 7 years. I know they're called doctors.
Right. Yeah.
And just a shade under a decade. Way to go.
And my favorite, another one I love from Animal House is when the dean just looks at Flounder and says, son, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
Oh, man. Dom, do you have any favorite movie quotes that you enjoy?
I do, yeah. I like Nacho Libre, and one of them was, beneath the clothes, we find a man. And beneath the man, we find his nucleus. That is my favorite quote of all time.
I feel like you need to burn that onto a nice piece of, red cherry wood, beautiful calligraphy.
I have a Nacho Libre shirt. I love Nacho. I love
of course
that.
You do.
I love that movie.
Of course. One of my favorites, because it's my favorite comedy of all time, period. It's Dr. Strangelove, where he just says, gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This is the war room.
Oh, my gosh. It is just, that movie is so, so, so good. I wish more people talked about it. It's like one of the best comedies ever. It's the best comedy about war. It's better than MASH. Oh, yeah. It's better than, but I love MASH, but the movie I'm talking about, but to me, Dr. Strangelove is the best comedy movie about war ever, period.
Not to be confused with A Comedy of Errors, which is happening right now in the world regarding war.
Look what you did there.
Here's another one. We were talking about, or I was talking about Midnight Run before, and this is my favorite from Dennis Farina, my former Little League coach, I will say.
What? Said,
yeah.
No way.
He plays Jimmy Serrano in
Dennis Farina?
Yeah. He and my dad, Mike Farina, was a friend of mine. We went to Our Lady of Victory School in Chicago, Catholic school, and his dad, Dennis,
right,
was a Chicago cop.
Yeah.
At the time, and was the third base coach. My dad was the coach. And I've actually had Dennis, Joey Farina on, who's an actor, and he talked about his dad. And I ran into Dennis a couple times years later, once in L.A. and once in Chicago. And he was a great guy. And he said in that classic Dennis Farina voice, he goes, "Your dad was the attorney, right?" But it was a thrill. And now I saw him on the screen in Manhunter. I'm like, oh, my God, that's Dennis Farina anyway.
That's so funny because he says a line that I think about. I didn't even think about it until you said his name. He's in the movie Get Shorty.
Yeah.
And there's a line where he walks, I think across the street, or he's just outside. He's in Miami. He just goes, "Miami," looks around, goes, "You can keep it." I'm like, what is that? Oh my gosh.
He's got another great line from that movie that we can't repeat. But one of my favorite lines he says in Midnight Run is to his advisor. He's Jimmy Serrano, the mob boss, and he says, mm-hmm. "Sidney, sit down, relax, have a sandwich, drink a glass of milk, do some effing thing." Stream of consciousness is beautiful.
Oh my gosh, Dom, do you have any more?
You know, I like Jurassic Park. You know, welcome to Jurassic Park. You know, the
I thought you were going to quote a dinosaur.
I should have.
A raptor.
I also like I like Toy Story too. You know, there's a snake in my boot.
Yeah.
Right, that's an iconic quote.
The snake in my boot.
Tyler on the text line from Wisconsin Rapids says, "Why so serious?" said replicant Roy Batty, gazing through googly eyes to Sebastian, an employee in the Tyrell Corporation in the movie Blade Runner. Wow, that was a long walk, dude. That was a long walk. Fun fact about Blade Runner, my wife's favorite movie of all time. So,
oh, very cool. Here's our pal Tucker, senior producer of Nightlight, says in piggybacking on Dom's answer, "Life finds a way." Dr. Malcolm, Sam, I'm completely blanking on Sam Neill.
Yeah. There's a movie called Soap Dish that came out in the 90s it's fantastic. Yeah. Sally Field, Whoopi Goldberg, Robert Downey Jr., pre-post arrest, like before Iron Man, that's for sure. Kathy Moriarty. Who else is in that movie? I mean, it's just stacked with absolute bangers of actors in them. Oh, Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline. Elizabeth Shue is in that movie. But Gary Marshall is in that movie. And Gary Marshall could walk up to me and say, well, he's gone now, but he could walk up to me like, "Greg Bach, you're a moron." And I would laugh so hard, I would probably soil myself. Because his voice has a timbre and a delivery. But he has a line in that movie where they're talking about this failing soap opera they all work on, where he goes, "The show is expensive and depressing. Two words I hate. Two words I love, peppy and cheap." I think about that line more than I think about some of my family members sometimes. Seriously, I just absolutely love that. Two words I love, peppy and cheap.
He in Lost in America.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Albert Brooks film? When he's the casino owner and he's talking to Albert Brooks, and Albert Brooks said, "You give us our money back." He goes, "Those people. They won. You lost." You know, it's just so great when he's the guy who runs the Desert Inn. Another one I love, Greg, is I'm sure you've seen Stripes.
Yes.
All right. This is kind of a two-parter. When the cruiser says he figured he better join up so he didn't get drafted, and Sergeant Hulka says, "Son, there ain't no draft no more." And then Cruiser says, "There was one?"
I also like the line, too, where he goes, "Call me by my, anyone calls me anything but chainsaw."
Francis, yeah.
Don't call me Francis. I'll kick your butt. Lighten up, Francis. Just that delivery. Lighten up, Francis.
Like, this whole segment could be Hulka lines.
Yeah. Like, well, honestly, I even get to Raising Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the line where Hulk is on top of, he climbs the rope. He goes, any of you suckholes want to come up here and knock me up? All right, we got to go. We'll be right back after a very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday night, folks. Coming up in hour number two, Dennis Graham, who started Rockconsin, will be here telling us about this fantastic nonprofit organization he's created where teens get to compete, garage band teens get to compete in a battle of the bands, and Summerfest is the ultimate prize. It's a great thing he's done. Yeah. And we're going to talk to him about that in hour number two. We're going to read some texts after the news. Our question of the night is, who is the greatest lead singer? And we are getting flooded with texts, which is outstanding to see. And right now, we've got a few more minutes to talk movie lines. And I just thought of another one from Dumb and Dumber. Jim Carrey comes out of the convenience store and sees these young kids drinking beverages. And he goes, hey, guys, ooh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The movie is just... So oh my gosh, that movie. When they see the couple, he goes, look at the butt on that one. He goes, oh, he must work out.
Yeah. That is packed with lines too, yeah.
There so I can't even start with Raising Arizona. There are too many lines in that movie. That movie is just is one of those films I can, if you watch it with me, I won't say the lines, but if you look at me, I'll be mouthing them the entire time, because I pretty much know that movie by heart. But going back to Dr. Strangelove, because Peter Sellers plays three characters in that movie, and there's a scene where he's talking to the antagonist played by Sterling Hayward, who is also in the Godfather Part II. He played the corrupt cop. And he's trying to figure out why everything is happening. And Sterling Hayward's character, which his name was General Ripper, Jack D. Ripper, he's talking about like learning about himself, and he goes, I learned this during the physical act of love. And you just, there's a pause, and Peter Sellers just goes, huh. That's it. That's a, he just goes, right. Like, oh, we're about to go to nuclear war here because a crazy man found out in bed with a woman about life. He just goes, huh. And then the other one is Rookie of the Year. John Candy plays a very small role as the essentially like the Euchre or Harry Carey role. He's the Cubs announcer. And in this movie, the Cubs are terrible. And this kid, whatever, becomes a big league pitcher. But they win the game. And his line goes, and this brings us to the longest streak the Cubs have had all season. Long pause. Two. There are only certain people in the world who can deliver those lines.
Right.
Because they're just so naturally funny. And every time I hear that line, two. It's just so John Candy. It's so beautiful. I love it so much.
He's so great. I've got two more quick ones too, and then we'll get to our call. But it's The Big Lebowski, another Coen Brothers film, where John Turturro comes up as the Jesus character and starts saying what they're going to do to him during the bowling tournament. And
yeah.
Lebowski just looks at him and goes, yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man. Not matching energy at all. And then they call me Mr. Tibbs from In the Heat of the Night, City 48, love it. Another one is a homegrown movie, Major League, when Bob Uecker asks Skip Kerperis, who's the actor in the booth with him, what he thinks. And he just says, he's not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks. Classic line.
Oh, man. Well, we do have a call right now. Richard from Waukesha is calling in. Good evening, Richard. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm enjoying the weather outside here. It's a little windy, though.
All right.
I got some information, you know, about that thing in Waukesha at the Les Paul stage. It's going to be a battle of the bands.
Okay.
And it's going to be only your own material for the bands.
Gotcha. Okay. Good.
That was original. One of the things that they wanted, you know, no copying, unless it's Les Paul you're copying. But it's only
good
be
luck if you're that
material.
Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. And a guy I know that is connected with the Milwaukee and state music industry wrote authored a few books, and he's got some connections with some big people. He's even wanting to think maybe to go there. He was connected like with a group in Milwaukee years ago called the Robs. They had a studio in Milwaukee, one of the only ones, way back when the record industry was kind of different. But he's got connections, and he's authored a few books and whatnot. And he's working in transportation here in Waukesha.
All right. So, great. Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you so much for passing the information along. I love seeing when bands are playing original music, especially Battle of the Bands. That takes me back to when I was a kid. So that's it. Another person on the text line here. No, didn't give us a name. They said Norm MacDonald. Well, I'm off to destroy Canada. They've had it too good for too long. Boy, that sounds apropos for today, doesn't it?
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, there's so many lines. I mean, so many lines out there. It's so good.
Here's one that answers our question of the night, which I like because the person he's talking about has been on Nightlight several times, and they're a really great band up in Green Bay. John from Oshkosh says, that guy from Ask Your Mother is pretty good. That is Eric Rathsek, and I agree. Ah. He's really fun, and he performs in the studio, and Eric is outstanding. So thank you for the text, great. John.
Awesome.
Any other lines we need to get to? We got to go to the news here.
Yeah, we got to go to the news in just a little bit. We had another text here. Brett from Brown Deer, listening on WAUK. I love the line John Candy says in Stripes. Well, we were all on our way to bingo, and the directions got all fouled up, and one thing led to another. Then when we scream shut up, John's like, okay, yep. That was a great reading by me, Mr. Greg Bach, everybody. I'm a trained actor. No, I'm not.
The one I was saying before when I had to get caught up, when Hulka is on, he climbs the rope to show them all how to do it. And he just looks out and he says, any of you suckholes want to come up here and try to knock me off?
People say the weirdest thing.
That's a great line. I've tried to recreate that.
Sorry, Jeff from Tosa. We can't legally read your text.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. But, wow.
These are all great, folks. We can't wait to read these, and we're going to do that after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach at Nightlight, and we are coming right back. Dennis Graham from Rockconson is here in the next hour, and we're going to read some texts. It might turn into a full-blown hootenanny. We'll see what happens. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.